When the motivation is gone, it's about being consistent until the motivation comes back.
What happens when a United States Marine sits down and has a conversation with a clinical psychologist? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. I'm Demetrius Thickpen, also known as Meech Speaks. And the good brother next to me, once again, you already know who it is, Artavius Merritt, also known as RT.
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, I really want to take a moment and just say that's probably my best intro right there.
It is. You getting better with time, too, man. Like, what's funny is, like, the shit just flows for you now.
Man, I love that for me because you remember when I was, just when we first started, and I was just, yo, like, I couldn't, it would be so many outtakes because I just couldn't get it, bro. Like, I just could not get it, and I'd be so frustrated.
And, bro, you had so many versions of your show that you would say different versions in one. One time, I think you put three of your fucking shows in one of our episodes where I was just like, God damn, okay. And you literally said each show title with our title. And I was like, I don't even think he realized what he just did.
Bro, I would catch myself, realize it, and just be frustrated, bro. So I appreciate the fact that we've grown from this, man.
Absolutely, bro. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think with today's episode of something that it's being consistent, and I think that's the topic today. It's something that you must do even when you mess up. You know what I mean? Like, when you hit a word consistency, bro, what does that really mean? And let's dive into it, because everybody talk about being consistent, but I don't really think a lot of people know how to.
Man, you know, when I hear the word consistent, bro, like, and I love the fact that today's episode is about consistency.
Yep.
But when I hear the word consistent or being consistent or just consistency in general, it's showing up on the days that you don't want to.
Yep.
You know, let me rephrase that. Showing up in general.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times, like, we want to be consistent on the days that we can give 100%.
Yep.
But what that ends up doing is that because we can't give 100%, we won't show up.
Mm.
Being consistent is showing up even when you feel like you can't give 100%.
Just to piggyback on that, bro, I was about to say, I think you hit the nail on the coffin with being consistent means showing up no matter what percentage you have. You know what I mean? I don't care. Like, right now, I know if somebody, you're tired. I'm tired. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, the everyday thing is getting to you. You're trying your best. You're not getting the results that you want in the time that you want. And the shit is fucking frustrating. Like, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired sometimes with certain things. But being consistent means to keep moving no matter what percentage you have. And I think for a lot of people, like you just said, they look at it like, if I don't have 100%, I can't go to the gym. Well, some days I'm like, shit, I got 20 in the tank. I'm about to give this motherfucker what I got. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. So I think a lot of people, even on the days where you don't want to show, it's about showing up no matter what you got and just giving it your best for that day. Every day, it's a fucking myth. Every day you ain't going to fucking have 100%. Stop fucking thinking that. Life is too fucking, life is life and it's kicking our ass right now. So you're not about to have fucking 100% every fucking day. So whatever percentage you wake up with, you give that fucking percentage to that day.
Man, I love that, bro, man. And, you know, since we diving into the episode, I really want to just say that I feel like we throw the word consistent or we throw the word, you know, don't give up or don't quit around so casually that we almost forget, just like what you said, that life be life. You know what I mean? And I say that, bro, because how many people do you know almost finished college? You know, they probably were the first ones in their family to go to college. They just weren't the first ones to finish. You know, how many people do you know that were supposed to go to the league? I lost count how many people I know that said that they would have joined the military, you know, or would have started their business or would have started their podcast or would have started, you know, X, Y, and Z. You just fill in the blank. And the thing is that we throw that word around being consistent or so casually that we forget that shit happens in life, bro. And it's so frustrating because we don't realize it when we're past it. You know, we don't we forget about it when we're past it. But when we're in the middle of it, we're telling ourselves that we got to show up. We got to keep going. We got to, you know, we got to give, you know, and then we say like, oh, well, you got to give 100%. But just like what you said, I'm not going to be able to give 100%. Not when I'm not getting paid. You know what I mean? Not when I'm not seeing like a turning point on what I've just put in, you know, not when I got kids, I got a family, you know, I'm stressed out. I feel like nothing is working. I feel like I'm not seeing the results. It's so hard to stay consistent, bro. Like, and I feel like we throw that word so casually that it becomes frustrating because it's like, bro, like if you take a step back, it's like, how can I be consistent on the bad days?
Mm-hmm. When life is beating the shit out of you, man. And I'm just being blunt, y'all, because I know we all have, like, sometimes, like, I can't front. Maybe I'm talking to my fucking self, because I know a lot of people fake for the internet. You know what I mean? But sometimes life be beating the fuck out of me, and I don't know how I'm going to make it to the fucking next day, whether that be with the kids, with my relationship, with fucking my job. Life will beat the fuck out of me, and the only thing that I can think about is, what do I do next? And that's when I usually be like, you know what? I just got to keep moving. You know what I mean? Because one thing that I done learned from being around successful people is they always say their biggest breakthrough came in their biggest destruction. And a lot of times, bro, what that means is I remember my mentor told me this, and I'll never forget it. He said a lot of people get off the exits before their destination. And he was saying a lot of people give up an exit right before their destination, where if they would have just kept going a little bit more, like the crazy thing is, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you push a little bit longer, you'll be surprised at the results you get. But we give up so quick because we don't see them, where you only a couple fucking steps away.
I love that, bro. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and if I had to add, bro, on the days where I feel like I want to give up, because I'm going to keep it a buck with you, bro. You ain't the only one getting their ass beat by life.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. I'm going to keep it a buck. Like as soon as life get done with you, it come on and holler at me.
Like, they jumping us at this point. Shit.
Bro, I'll be afraid to jump in for you because I already know I'm about to get it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you ever seen like a kid get their ass whooped and is another kid and kid don't want to say it because he about to get his ass whooped too,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
And when life is beating me down like that, bro, because it happens often,
yep.
You know, I find solace in the fact that there are people that believe in me and it keeps me going on the days where I want to quit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes, bro, like when your head's down and you're focused, bro, it's so hard to forget how many people are really rooting for you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
Or how many people truly appreciate what you're doing or the progress you're making.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember when I first started, bro, like my uncle, he told me, he said, hey, never get caught up in your numbers.
Mm.
Because it's people that are watching you, that'll never follow you, they'll never message you,
yep.
They'll never reach out, but they will be watching you.
Facts.
You know? And it happened just recently, bro. Like, man, it happened just recently when I went to go get a haircut.
No.
You feel me? Like the barber, I've never met this man a day in my life, bro. I swear to God.
No.
Never met this man. And as I was driving, bro, I was so just irritated. You know what I mean? Because I'm working towards a goal and I'm just feeling like I'm just stagnant. Just like what you said. I feel like I'm going in a direction, but I feel like I'm not doing anything. And as I walk in the barber, his eyes light up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here and I'm on time. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, I love your videos. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, dog, like, you ain't in the military. How you know my videos? He was like, man, look, when you followed me, when you set that appointment, I looked you up and I watched all your videos and I stayed up all night watching your videos. And I just want to say that you are doing it, man. And it was such a reassuring feeling because it's like, damn, bro. Like, if you would have known how down I was, or if you would have known how hard this was for me right now, man, like, you don't understand how that really feels.
Absolutely, bro. And I think that that goes into something too, bro, where, like you say, celebrating the little wins, you know what I mean? Like, I had to realize that some people, as like, just let's just be honest here, some people don't make it through a day, you know what I mean? It's people taking their lives every day, you know what I mean? So the fact that I made it through a day, I don't take it lightly anymore, you know what I mean? Because it's some days where, like you say, I don't see a direction or I don't see a way out, to the point that I'm like, look, I just gotta move until I feel something, you know what I mean? And I think for so many of us, I didn't even been in a place, bro, where I couldn't even recognize somebody giving me a compliment. Life was beating my ass so bad, you know? And that's where I had to kind of take a step back and be my own cheerleader and be my own hype man. Like, look, this is temporary. Like, you're going to make it through it. But life then beat the fuck out of me to the point, bro, where I couldn't hear nobody else's voice. A compliment didn't even hit me where they could have, it could have came from the most popular person in the world, you know what I mean? And it wouldn't even appear to me because I was so down on myself and in such a dark place, bro, where the only voice that mattered and I could hear was myself. And that's when I had to start talking positive to myself. Like, look, I don't know how you gonna do it, and I don't know why you gonna do it, but you gonna do it with your head high, and you just gonna do it one step at a time.
Oh, man, you know what I'm, you know, bro, that just really just, it touched my spirit, man. And I feel like I just got to say this, you know what I mean? Because that ain't just for you. That one for me too. You know what I mean? Because I done been in that space where I'm down. I'm so low. I'm not seeing any progress. I feel like I'm just a failure. I feel like I'm not going no direction. Everybody else is succeeding. I'm stagnant. People giving me compliments, I'm just brushing them off because I don't see what they're seeing. And I just want to just tell somebody, because I don't know who need to hear this, but you need to talk to yourself like you got some fucking sense. You know, and I say that one again. You got to talk to yourself like you got some sense. The same way that you be hyping everybody else up, the same way that you acknowledge the little things in everyone else's lives, I feel like we got to do that for ourselves as well. You know, even if you feel like you didn't get to the goal, you still made some progress, and that deserves some type of praise from yourself, especially, bro. Because just like what you said, when you get in them dark spaces, bro, it just be so common for you to talk down about yourself, not realizing that that's a projection of what how everybody else is going to see you.
I think that's the biggest thing, bro. And like I said, with being consistent, like you say, people throw it around so much, but I think being consistent has to be identified as what's consistent for you. Like, stop basing your consistency on other people. You know what I mean? Because what's a norm to you or a weekly routine for you may be overly for me. You know what I mean? Or it may not be enough for me. So focus on what's your consistent mark. You know what I mean? What does consistent look like for you? Is that going, like, for me, if I don't go to the gym 5 days or 6 days a week, to me, I'm not being consistent. You know what I mean? But to somebody else, they might only need 2 days, 3 days. But for my mental health, the way I operate, my consistency is 5 to 6 days. But I think a lot of people judge their baseline for happiness, for consistency, for every fucking thing on other people, instead of really looking at it like, what is it for me? Fuck everybody else. What does my middle look like?
100%, man. And I even say, you know, stop basing your consistency off of the consistency of others. Yep. You know what I mean? It's so easy to hear, you know, and if I was just going to the gym with you, yep, it's so easy for me to hear, oh, well, RT goes 5 days a week. Well, I need to go 5 days a week.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
It's so easy for David Goggins to do it, but so that means that I need to do it this way.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's so easy for whoever you're watching, for you to try to mimic that. But you got to realize, just like what you said, that's consistent for them.
Yep.
That's not consistent for you.
Yep. No, and I think that's just the biggest thing, bro. And like I said, we living at a time now, like, let's just call a spade right now. The world is a shit show. You know what I mean? Like, bro, the price of living is at an all-time high. We're not getting paid enough for most of our jobs. It's hard to find love and happiness. Your kids being fucking bad. I'm speaking to somebody, bro. So my thing is this. Life is so fucking hard right now. I don't think a lot of people, like, even making it a day, like I said, I can't overemphasize this enough. Even just surviving the moment, I'm proud of you. And you got to be fucking proud of yourself, you know what I mean? And then find consistency in chaos, because that's what the fuck a lot of us is going through.
I love that, man. I love that. And I even say this one, man. Like, it's so important that you got to surround yourself around the right people.
Yeah, that's huge.
And when I say this, bro, it's so easy for people to hear this and be like this. Yeah, you got to surround yourself around people that's going to pour into you. No. See, what you really got to understand is that when you surround yourself around the right people, right? Mm-hmm. You surround yourself around the right people that are going to be able to push you on the days where you feel like you can't.
Facts.
But the problem is that we want people, we view those people as our loved ones sometimes.
Yep.
And I don't know who need to hear this, but your loved ones might not be the right people that's going to keep you consistent.
Yep.
Because they going to do what's best for you in their eyes. Mm-hmm. They going to do what's best for you in their opinion.
Yep.
You got to do what you got to surround yourself around people that are going to do what's best for your goals.
Yep.
Not for anything else, for your goals. And I bring that up, man, because how many people do you know right now that'll quit and they'll go back to a tribe that'll embrace them? Hey, it's okay. Come on, man, in.
Talk that shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's some people right now that'll give up, and they loved ones, they family, they friends gonna make it, gonna help them formulate the excuse.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta have people that's gonna hold you accountable.
Yeah.
That's going to remind you on the things that you've done good.
No.
So that way you can stay consistent.
Yeah, man. Bro, you just hit it on the nail on the coffin, bro, because that's tough love. It's a lot of enablers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to ask yourself, am I around people that truly love me, that's going to give me tough love, or are they going to enable my behavior? You know what I mean? And one thing that I hate bringing up generations, you know what I mean? But one thing that I loved about older generations is they're like, no, get your ass back out there. You know what I mean? Regardless of what it is, like, no, fuck that. No, you go back up there, you blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Versus now, they like, wait, he said what about your mental health? I would have shut down too. Where it's like, no, fuck that. Sometimes you just gotta get out there and go back to doing what you were doing until you figure it the fuck out. Like you say, bro, I know so many people that dropped out freshman year of college where they like, bro, it's just too hard. Motherfucker, we grew up down the street from each other. This shit hard for me too. You know what I mean? The only difference is I'm going to try to figure this shit out. And that's the difference between a lot of people, like we talked about last episode a little bit. The moment they're faced with adversity, they fucking quit. And society has painted that. Like, society has made a lot of people soft. I'm going to be honest. And like, where they didn't put it in a situation where they like, look, man, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Where, no, challenge a motherfucker, because he don't know what he could do because he never been challenged. And I'm not just speaking for other people. I'm speaking for myself, too. I didn't have to learn how to be like, bro, wait a minute. No, you giving up too easy. Go back at that. Let's see if you do the shit to failure, where I'm only putting it in terms that I love in the gym. If me and Meech in the gym, and I'm like, fuck, bro, I can't lift it. Meech ain't a good fucking friend if he was like, all right, bro, fuck it, take that shit off. He like, no, I'll spot you. And then he let me feel that shit where I'm like, god damn, this motherfucker about to kill me. But I'm going to be grateful for it, because at least I fucking try, and I tried until I fail, and then I'm going to come back at it.
And you know, I really want to add to this, bro, because I don't know who might be listening right now, but, you know, what it is not taking quitting lightly. You know what I mean? Because if you put anybody in the right scenario, they gonna quit, bro. They gonna quit. I tell you right now, man, like, you put them in the right scenario at the right time, at the right place, bro, I guarantee you they will quit. And I say that because I've seen it. I've seen a lot of people quit. And the thing is how you stay consistent is realizing how far you have come. You know what I mean? And how you stay consistent is understanding that quitting is easy. That's the easiest thing that you can do. You know what I mean? But the regret that you live with afterwards, You see what I'm saying? Quitting, bro, I promise you, man, you could be in any scenario. And I know you've been in it just like I've been in it, you know, where it was just like, damn, man, like I wish I could be doing something else. Damn, man, like I feel like I'm wasting my time here. Damn, man, like I feel like I'm not seeing any results. If I quit right now, it's an immediate relief. But that regret's going to live with you forever, because every day you're going to ask yourself, damn, what is it? What would it have been like if I would have just kept going?
Bro, that's amazing. And that's... You good. No, bro, and that's amazing, bro. And like I said, one of my favorite quotes is, if you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill for regret. You know what I mean? And I love that quote because it's one of those where I think sometimes, bro, I think people would rather fail because it's easier, just like you said, just to quit, because they know to get to where they need is going to have to be consistency. And that's the hardest thing for somebody to imagine. Somebody, you saying to somebody, you're going to have to do this for 100 days, but you're going to get the results you want. Half the motherfuckers going to quit right there, because they're going to be like, wait, 100 days? But you get the results that you want. But people don't make it past a month of setting a goal. How many people you know that said, oh, for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do all that. 2 weeks in, them motherfuckers at Popeye's with some hen dog, and they fucking like, you know what, man, fuck this diet. I ain't seeing.
100%, man. And I even say this one right here, bro. People will fail fast just to say that they tried.
Yeah, that's a bar.
And I'll say that again, man. People will fail fast just to say that they tried. A lot of times, man, like we come into our goals, we come into these situations half-hearted. And when you come into something half-hearted, bro, the slightest inconvenience will push you out. When you casually say that, because and just the same way that I say that we throw around consistency casually, just the same way that I say we throw around purpose casually, the same way we throw around setting goals way too casually for me. You know what I mean? Like, we throw goals around way too casually. And when you hear all or nothing, people say, give your all. When I hear all or nothing, I say, give up your all or go back to nothing. That's what it means, bro, because it's like a lot of times, man, like when you put your all into something, you got to understand that I'm putting everything that I have into this. That means that I have nothing else to fall back on.
No. So, bro, let me ask you this, because this is something that came up when people found out we were doing this topic, bro. What's your opinion when people say have a plan A and a plan B?
Man, to be honest with you, bro, I am not the best person for this scenario. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Oh, this man, ain't because... even a scenario, bro. This was just a question somebody asked about being consistent. Like, how can you be consistent when you got two different plans?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't have a plan B. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, bro. Uh-huh. Like when I hear like have a plan A, have a plan B, I usually do not have a plan B, bro.
Not.
And I say that because if I have a plan B, it'll be in the back of my head and it'll be a constant reminder that it's okay to quit.
That's a bar. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I have a plan B, it's going to sit back and it's going to tell me, well, you know what? You don't have to do this. Yeah. And I feel like it's going to compromise my performance.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not giving 100% because I know I got something else to fall back on.
Right.
If there's something there, good for it. But I'm not the one that's going to set it.
Right.
And I'm such a firm believer in, and I say this because this has worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that if I say that I'm going to do it, I have nothing else.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to fall back on. So this has to work for me. This has to work for me. Or I'm going to have to pick the pieces up.
Yeah.
When I enlisted in the military, bro, when I enlisted in the Marine Corps, bro, I didn't have a plan B.
No.
It was, my plan B was go to jail.
Gotcha.
that's what my plan B was, bro. Like, no. I didn't have a plan B, bro. Like, this was what I was supposed to be doing.
Gotcha.
So when I was in boot camp, bro, like, I remember hearing all of these people and they'd be like, well, I can just, you know, I'm just going to go back and, you know, just live with my mom. I can't go back and live with my mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
They'll say like, oh, I'm going to just join my family's business. My family does not have a business.
Facts.
You know, or they'd be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'll just leave and go to college. Trust me, that was not the plan, okay? And I say that because I'm a plan A and that's it type of person.
Yeah. No, I love that, bro. And I think another thing that I heard people always say is like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You ever, you know, like when people say that, bro, and for me, I always thought that was crazy because it's like, but what if I can make more eggs? You know what I mean? Where it's like, I am going to put all my shit in one basket because that's how much faith I have. You know what I mean? Like, you can't move off doubt. You know what I mean? Like you say, the moment doubt creeps in, I think you lose.
And I even do this, man, like, because there is a caveat to that.
No.
If you're going to put all eggs in your basket, all your eggs in your basket, then you need to take yourself serious.
Yeah. That's a
you got.
No.
You got to act like you put all your eggs in your basket. No. And I feel like a lot of times, like, we'll throw that word around or we will actually put all our eggs in our basket and forget that we put all our eggs in that basket. So this got to work. You know what I mean? It's some people right now that's bet everything on black.
Yeah.
But you worried about everything else. You forgot that you done bet everything on black.
No.
You know what I mean?
So it gotta go.
It gotta go. And it's not even that it's gotta go. You gotta make it go, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta make it go.
Yeah.
Like when I set a goal, man, and I put everything in it, I have to realize I just put everything in this. I don't have anything else. I can't afford a distraction. I can't afford to half-ass it. I can't afford to put subpar content out. I can't be inconsistent because I put everything in this.
Right.
So if it fails, bro, like, I'm the one that failed it. Not nothing else. I'm the one that failed it.
Yeah. And I think, bro, that just spoke something to me because something that I think that people need to realize too, and for a moment, I'm going to speak to just like certain content creators, you know what I mean, bro? Because I feel like they always talk about numbers, but they don't pay attention to... Think about how many people watch you on a daily. You know what I mean? Where you worried about, I ain't about to be consistent since I ain't getting the followers I want, but it's about 20 to 30 people that watch you faithfully. But yet, you don't even acknowledge that. You know what I mean? Because you're so busy focused on a bigger number. Where it's like, your bunch of consistency is you got 30 dedicated people that no matter what the fuck you put out, they gonna watch, but that's not good enough for you. And that's what we were talking about earlier, where make sure your consistency is good enough for you. Because a lot of times we're searching for a bigger pot to be like, oh, I can only be consistent if I'm getting 100 million. What type of shit is that?
Mm-hmm. And there's two things to that, man. There's two things to that, bro. And the first one that I'm gonna say is that when you quit, like, just like what you said, you don't know who watching you. You don't know who watching you. And the days where you decide not to show up, it was somebody that was expecting you to be there. You know what I mean? And we'll use content again as an example. Those days, like, hell, a video could get 7 views. You know what I mean? That's shitty. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap. You feel me? Like, that's a 7 views on a video is wicked. I tell you, okay? That is, especially if you got 11,000 followers. That is ridiculous, okay? But those 7 people did watch you. And those 7 people gonna be there again tomorrow. You know? And it's a disrespect and it's a slap in the face when you don't show up. You know what I mean? It's a disrespect and a slap in the face when you don't show up. But also, you also got to understand that if you can't be consistent with 7 views, how the hell you going to be consistent with 100,000 views? You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to, it's a love and hate relationship. You got to start from nothing so you can appreciate something. If you got something in the very beginning, bro, like if you got something in the very beginning, then you will not appreciate it, bro, because it just came so fast. You know, it's like, all right, well, I guess I can do it again. And how many people do you know that, oh, well, they lucked up and they think that, oh, well, I lucked up, I can just do it again. That's not how this works. That's not how that works.
Yeah, man, I just want to add, bro, being consistent is what helps build the version of you that you need to win. Because the version that you think that's going to get it done, they not ready for all the gifts and the glory and, you know, the response that you're looking for. You know what I mean? The results that you're looking for. But consistency builds the character that you need for that new version of you, for your season. You know what I mean? And when you be consistent, you become better at whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? And that's what allows you to be ready to execute when the opportunity presents itself. Because a lot of times we not executing in our opportunity. You know what I mean? Like an opportunity to come and you ain't even fucking ready because you ain't been practicing.
Or you going to take it for granted.
That's a bar.
You going to think that, you know what I mean? Or you going to think that opportunity going to come again.
Man, talk your shit.
You know, and I tell people, man, like, you know, if you, that can, that bottom going to teach you some lessons that the top will never be able to teach you. Yep. It can't, bro. You know what I mean? That bottom going to teach you to fine tune some things. It's going to teach you to color in the lines. Yep. It's going to teach you to sharpen them edges. It's going to teach you to show up. It's going to fix you on certain days. The success, bro, like, and I remember when I first started speaking, I was praised for it so early on. You know what I mean? And it was a good and bad to it, because the good was that it motivated me to keep going. Mm. The bad was that I received so much praise that I felt like I did not need to work on. I felt like I did not need to work on it.
Got you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I say that, man, like is that bottom, that's going to make you fine tune things until you finally get it right.
Yep.
That's what that bottom going to teach you.
No. And another thing, bro, is I think when you speak of being consistent, learn how to lose, because that's going to teach you how to win. You know what I mean? Because being consistent is all consistency mean in a lot of cases is you're not getting the results that you want. So you're going to keep moving. You know what I mean? But a lot of times we don't know how to lose and keep going. The moment you lose once, you quit. Instead of keep going, like being consistent at losing is how you win.
And with that being said, man, like, you know, as we come to a close of this episode, man, what's today's scenario?
Bro, so today's scenario is I've been at my job for about 2 years and I still haven't got a promotion. How should I approach leaving to get a new job or going to my boss for promotion?
Both. That was fast. That was fast.
Right on that, bro.
Absolutely, man. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to stay somewhere where they feel like they're not being appreciated. You know what I mean?
No.
But at the exact same time, closed mouths don't get fed.
That's a good
boy. So, you know, so you have to go and you have to ask. You know what I mean? So ask your boss, like, you know, like, hey, I've been here for 2 years. You know, I would like to get that promotion. Now, I will say this, though. Don't walk in there and say that you want a promotion, but your work ethic don't say that you deserve a promotion.
Talk your shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like we live in this world where because you were there for a amount of time, you feel like you should be compensated for it. But your work ethic is that of somebody that have been there for 2 weeks rather than somebody that's been there for 2 years.
Right.
You know, so if your work ethic speaks for it, then walk in there with your head high and say, like, yeah, I want a promotion.
No.
And if they say yes, then good, you got it. But if they say no, then you need to start finding somewhere finding a place where they are going to appreciate you.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, your work ethic better show that, though.
Yeah, that's a bar.
What about you, bro?
Bro, I think it's the same. Like you say, I'm big on know your worth. You know what I mean? Like you said, go where you celebrate it, not tolerate it. But like with these scenarios, sometimes I think it's tough because we got to have more meat to it. But I'm curious, if you've been there so long, Have they approached you for a promotion? And if not, like you say, I would look at my work ethic first to be like, have I been coming in here and just half-assing it? Or have I been putting forth an effort? And if you haven't, like you said, that's something you need to do. But if you have, understand people will allow you to stay where you put yourself. So if they like, oh, this person gonna go over beyond and we could pay them the same amount, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's being consistent in your title as well.
Nah, hey, look, I'll tell you this right now. You know, there's a lot of motherfuckers that want some things. You know, I'll take the fluff out of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you gonna cough?
No.
Oh.
It was a baby yard.
Oh, but it's some people, man, that'll sit there and get an attitude like, oh, I deserve a promotion. But you go into work and as soon as you walk into work, you about to walk right back out and go get something to eat.
Yep.
You quiet quitting at work. And now all of a sudden that you want a loud promotion. That's wild. Yep. That's wicked.
Yep.
You know, you be scrolling on YouTube and checking your Instagram during working hours. And now all of a sudden you want a promotion. That's why I say like, bro, like your work ethic has to match the promotion that you're asking for.
Yep.
Because if it's not, then why the hell am I going to promote you? In fact, I probably want to fire you.
Right.
But you do the bare minimum. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
But I feel like with that, man, we can definitely close it out.
All right.
All right.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Check the show notes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, and we will see you next week.